For the Purpose Critique Review, no shyster stuff, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
The Shyster Squirrel Podcast. What he's trying to say is, for the purpose of critique, review, and education and positivity, it's Madonna Uniquities number 22. Go buy Madonna's music. We haven't done this in a while.
No.
We've been busy. We're back at it.
You know what it is? It's just as you get older, things pop up.
Yeah.
Some friend stuff come along. You go do a little movie thing. You try to get in. You're doing different types of work.
And I'm wanting to try to get more in. I want to be doing Madonna Uniquities every week. Not just one song thrown out with no narration. I want to be doing three or four songs looking at her career.
And then you have her, if you look at her Instagram or Facebook, she has MD.
The makeup.
The MDNA. I don't want to get that wrong. Madonna's skincare, makeup. Yeah. Then she's putting out pictures of herself the other night. She goes, she has her soup.
Did you see that?
She had a glass of wine going like this. Somebody said she, this is what happens when you're bored, you got too much money. Come on, this is Madonna.
This is Madonna.
She's
going to
ride it like
humor.
This to the rest of her life. She made it. Most of us didn't make it even close to that or won't. So, oh well, it's Madonna, and here we go.
It was funny. It was good. Anyway, we're going to be looking at the song Crazy for You. So, the first version that was recorded of it was rejected. Okay, so they brought it to Jelly Bean. I'm gonna always pronounce
Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean Benenitz. Sorry if I mispronounce your name incorrectly. Okay, so they brought it to him for a second version and a remix. It was a bit of a challenge for him because he's not done anything like this, but he accepted the challenge. Madonna recorded the song, got into the movie. And it actually put her in a whole new different direction.
Well, her song Sidewalk Talk was turned around and produced by him.
Yeah.
And that sent her into the dance craze because he was in all the underground clubs and everything. Jelly
Sidewalk
Bean's
Talk
big.
Is another great song. There's like four or five. Eventually we'll do that one too. But they released it here in the U.S. and they did a remixed version of it for the U.K. for the 7-inch and the 12-inch vinyl of it. Okay? Here it is. The remix of Crazy For You. Not available in the United States at 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
It's all right.
All right, so you're saying that you really can't hear much of a difference there. It's very subtle. But there is a bit of a remix going on, like maybe the instrumentation.
And a little bit of the end, a little bit faster tempo. But little,
maybe another lyric line thrown in. Just a little bit of nuance. But it was enough. I've listened to this enough that I've heard it. I can tell.
And I'm ready to go check the next one out versus that.
Well, okay, so Crazy for You was written by John Bettis. Lyrics, now he's a lyricist, okay? He wrote the lyrics. He wrote the song Top of the World for the Carpenters.
Oh, wow. This
guy's been around. This is the same guy that wrote Human Nature from Michael Jackson's on the Thriller album.
Oh, wow.
If you're familiar with that track, okay?
I'm just trying to think on how that one goes.
So it was co-written, and then it was also written by a guy named John Lynn. I assume he did the music. He's currently a composer for A&R and vice president of Hollywood Records.
Wow. Okay? Now that's special.
Yeah, and so this is the original demo. I don't know the original production in-house demo of Crazy for You.
That Madonna actually sang.
That Madonna sang. But John, I think it's John Bettis who is singing the vocal on it, okay? Because it's a man's voice.
Oh,
and you're
going to
hear another verse that you've never heard on the Madonna version.
Wow.
Okay?
So this is interesting.
This is interesting. Here it is.
For you.
All right, there you go. You got the original demo of Crazy for You.
You know what that reminds me of, now that we're talking about the 80s, because it's based on Vision Quest or the movie soundtrack.
The movies from the SimQuest, yeah.
It's like going for those Swanson Hungry Man dinners.
Yeah.
It's like you go home.
That's what the character ate in the movie.
You go like, damn, and then you take your fork or whatever, and you go, look, it's frozen. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, it's an ice cream.
You don't leave it in the stove long enough.
Or it's charcoaled.
So we're saying about the demo, you know, it's kind of educational to hear that. It almost sounds like it's slowed down. I don't think it is. It's just the in-house production demo. It's got a few more words and lyrics to it.
Hey, there's nobody like Madonna to sing that and a lot of other songs.
I'm not rushing to put that on a mixed disc to drive on a road trip to.
No.
That would be putting me to sleep, you know.
Exactly.
So, but there's another remix version of it, okay? There's another one. From the 1990 Immaculate Collection, they remixed several of the tracks of a new thing called Q Sound.
What's a Q Sound?
This is what you can read about it on the Wikipedia page. It's a lot of technical nerd jargon that I'm not into, but it's basically what they describe as the 3D audio effects.
On her song.
On the song. Kind of punches it up, pops it up a little bit more. Here it is. Here's the 1990 Q sound version of Crazy for You.
Feel it in my kids.
right, so can you tell the difference of the Q's? I can.
I just think that the more and more you listen to the older Madonna stuff, the older Springsteen stuff, I'm appreciative that I grew up when we did.
Yeah.
Because you remember what a Friday night movie was, yeah, or a Friday night this and that. It wasn't Friday night, yeah, this, and this. Oh, I'll watch it
the
on iTunes.
The flicker sound of the movie, yes, theater going to see Vision Quest.
Exactly.
The dust. You look up and turn around, you see the dust and the light.
Getting the vinyl. You have to go home and actually use a record player, yes, to turn around and put this on. You know, slower technology. Maybe I'm a nerd, but you know what? Wasn't so bad growing up. I had a young girl that we went to school with, Lyric, turn around and told me, she goes, well, at least your life wasn't all, you know, into the modern world, but she used it as the word fucked up, so I'm just going to say, at least you lived when family was family, you had a payphone, you know, you had some kind of, yeah, grounding. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't all technology.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like she said, so if you go back to this, I'm happy I grew up when I did, because at least I'm structured.
I wouldn't change it or change it for anything.
No, exactly.
So that's it. Have a good one.